Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we're going to talk about wines from Australia. So were they celebrating New Year like 6 months ago? Or have I got something mixed up?
I think that's the same. They're on the same calendar.
Do the corks pop backwards
the
in
corks
the southern
pop
hemisphere?
Back. Right, that's what happens.
Something like that.
Right, the kangaroos come and steal them all. So.
Some new things from down under.
Yeah, some new things to me, at least. I think it's a relatively, if it's not actually a new importer, it's at least new to this area. The first time I've ever seen their wines, and it's called World Wine Headquarters. And I tasted through four of their offerings, just because I hadn't tried anything from these guys. Hey, stuff is good. So, without further ado, winemaker's called Isabel. This is a 2012 Marlborough District, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now, these guys also have some Pinot Noir, which I'm dying to try, but I did try the Sauvignon Blanc. This is going to sell for about $19, so it's not going to set you back. That's pretty good value for New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Pretty classic. You know, gooseberry, anise, spice, melon. A little bit of quince flavor with a just really well-structured, great bright acidity. I don't know what it is that they're doing in New Zealand, but most of the Sauvignon Blancs that I get out of New Zealand are all just terrific.
They have a very good fruit-to-acid ratio.
They really do.
And I think that's the key.
Well, whatever they're doing, keep doing it.
Keep
it's
doing
working.
It. That's
it's working.
Right.
Now, there's been a real tendency lately to try to get away from over-oaking Chardonnay and maybe even going completely un-oaked Chardonnay. I have to admit, personally, I like a dose of oak. I don't like it to be over the top. But every now and then you come across one that's un-oaked that still delivers, and this was an example of one. This is called Wishing Tree. It's from the 2012. It's from Adelaide, Australia. And I like this one, especially because it's $15, so I liked it even more.
Wow.
So, I mean, you got classic flavors of citrus and tropical fruit, but because there's little to no, because there's no wood at all, the acidity really pops out, the structure really holds up, and I think this is a wine for, you know, you can buy three or four bottles of this at a clip and just use it for something to enjoy.
Yeah, with the price of oak barrels going up, I think we're going to see more work on oak Chardonnay.
I think that's a very valid point because the barrels are really, really expensive. Now, no discussion of wines from down under would be complete unless we talked at some point about Shiraz, the ubiquitous red grape. This is from a winemaker called Elderton. This is a 2010 from their Barossa district. Really liked this one. Had terrific structure. Your classic raspberry, cassis, and blackberry flavors with the note of mocha. But what really made this thing sort of work for me was just the nuance of roasted nuts and lead pencil with a wonderful silky texture that I thought really made it sing. And my favorite of the lineup, with a sort of a strange name because it's Gaelic, is Tir na n'Og, which is Celtic or Gaelic for a land of the youth. And why have a land of the youth with an old vine Grenache? I have no idea, but that's what this is.
That's down under logic.
Well, whatever. This is really nice stuff from the McLaren Vale. Sells for about $26. Very silky black fruit with spice and berry notes. Very full-bodied and well-extracted, but it didn't have a raspiness, which you get with so much Grenache. This definitely had sort of filled in the gaps with just a wonderful, smooth, lovely texture. Very well done. I enjoyed it.
I think there's nothing better in the world than old vine Grenache. I think it can be absolutely fabulous.
I'm trying more and more of them and liking it more and more.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you for the rest of 2014. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.